Good morning. Welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Brady Bowman with you. And phone lines are open. 785-537-1350 is the number to call if you want to get involved in the conversation. Right now, I'm here with Manhattan Kiwanis Club Secretary Kitty Pursley and Kent Foster, who's the Community Services Chairperson. We're going to talk a little bit about the Manhattan or the Bluemont Hill Overlook Project. Kitty had one of the first fundraisers last night at the K-State Student Union. Tell us how that went last night.
It was incredible. Very well organized. Rod was our MC for the evening. We had some of our corporate sponsors were there. Mr. K's and Kite's owner, Scott Sieben, provided the hors d'oeuvres for us, and very successful. We had, I think, about $8,800 raised last night. So great first-time kickoff, and that was an invitation only for certain sponsors. So now we're going to open it up to the general public.
And when it comes to what we're talking about, I guess, Kent, if you want to take this as far as the project and what exactly this project entails.
Okay. Well, over the years since, I think, 1927, we constructed those letters up there. So we've been maintaining it all these years. The Manhattan sign.
Can't miss it.
And so we wanted to do something special for the 100th anniversary of Kiwanis. And so we thought, well, what better way to do something up on the hill? And we think it's an obligation to provide access to all people of all abilities, you know, to these facilities and buildings around our country. So we decided to provide, if you've not been up on the hill recently, you kind of have to be related to a mountain goat to really negotiate things safely. So we wanted to provide a viewing platform for everybody, you know, and I think everybody is disabled to some degree throughout their life. You know, if it's a little kid has trouble getting up steps, or a pregnant woman, or an elderly person, or if you're permanently disabled, you know, you need to have access to these places. And you can't see the overlook or that Blue Valley from that area without another platform. So we decided to come up with this project and build a platform.
And as a lot of the regular listeners know, I talk about it quite a bit from time to time. That's one of my favorite places to kind of hike around and be outdoorsy is the trails around Manhattan Hill. And just it's a great place, and a lot of folks in town and students and or people just visiting Manhattan. That's one of the popular visitation points in town is Manhattan Hill, because like you said, Kent, it's just a beautiful overlook of the east part of town with the Flint Hills in the background, the KS sign kind of on the opposite viewing. And you're right, if getting above the letters and really getting that sort of view, it you got to be pretty able-bodied to get around there.
That's right. And we notice when we're up there painting it, or twice a year we do that.
Just recently, didn't
you? Yeah, last Sunday we did that. Even though it was a cold day, there's always a number of people that are walking up there and hiking around and looking over the overlook. So it's a really popular place. So,
and Kitty, when looking at the cost for this, as far as the money that the club is looking for, and maybe just also real quick, just kind of the background as far as the particulars. I know that's City of Manhattan property, and I believe probably Parks and Rec is the jurisdiction over that.
It is, yes. Cost for that is estimated about $70,000 for our first phase. That will be the overlook platform area. We may expand that into a playground and do a phase two, but that will be for a later date. We have raised to date about, with last night's donations, and we have some pledges in addition, about $31,500 of that has been raised. So we are off to a very good start. I appreciate all the support from the community for that.
So it's about a third of the way there.
Yeah,
when it comes to
just
it.
About. Yeah.
I think we talked a little bit yesterday afternoon, Kitty, and talking about this platform for folks to see that great overlook of the east side of Manhattan from Manhattan Hill. And the Kiwanis Club has been talking with the city and collaborating with the city on this project.
Yes, it is city property. Parks and Rec has been on board. We have approval from the city. Wyatt Thompson was at Parks and Rec last night, and this is the Wyatt Thompson of Parks and Rec, not the announcer.
It always gets confusing.
Yes,
sometimes.
It does.
Yeah.
Anyway, he actually did a presentation at the event last night, and they are very excited that Kiwanis Club chose to pick this to do. It will help them, you know, by enhancing their Parks and Rec part of it. So they're on board 100%.
And I understand a big reason the Kiwanis Club is looking to support this sort of project is because the city – it helps the city out as far as their funds. They're pretty stretched, and they have quite a few priorities on the Parks and Rec list.
They do. I know they have a lot of trails that they're trying to enhance, and a lot of the monies they have earmarked for those did not include the Overlook Project or Bluemont Hill. So for us to be able to take this and do it privately is just incredible. And supporting your community, that's what Kiwanis does. You know, our mission is improving the world one community and one child at a time. This does absolutely both of those things.
And we do have a phone call. Caller, real quick, only got about 2.5 minutes left in the show.
I was just going to tell Kitty that I was at that gathering last night. It was a wonderful experience, and the project that they're working on is really going to enhance the beauty and the recreational aspects of Manhattan. And I know from firsthand experience that this city will support that, and the money will be raised very shortly. Best wishes.
Thank you very much, and thanks for coming last night, too.
Thanks so much for that call. And Kent, you have some renderings. I guess maybe explain a little bit how this would look. And again, we're getting a little low on time.
Yeah, but. Sure. Yeah, it's going to be kind of tucked into the rock outcroppings that are there. We'll use natural materials as much as possible. We've got some donations by Charlie Potteroff has offered to mill some lumber for us for the decking. We're going to use some masonry or masonry type products to blend in with the rock outcropping, so it'll be pretty natural. But it's about a 500 square foot platform that people could get on and view with a railing for protection, and it'll all, I guess the expensive part is just because its location is going to be the labor to get everything back there. You know, materials and stuff is not going to be as expensive as a person might think. It's the labor of building it back in that zone. So Krubo DNR Construction is going to help us with that. We've had several in-kind donations through some other buyer construction and things like that for products. And so we're just looking for some more great community support.
And I like how you mentioned kind of tucked away in there, because that is a part of the lure of that area in a way, is because it is kind of a little bit of a mini wilderness area just right in the middle of the town, and that is a very cool aspect of it.
And Schwab Eaton Engineers did a survey for us a couple of years ago, so that gave us a little more accurate area of how we could really tuck it in against the outcropping, so it should be a nice improvement.
Well, very good. Thanks so much for coming on and sharing that information with us. Kitty Persley with the Secretary for the Manhattan Kiwanis Club, and Kent Foster, thanks so much for coming on. Thanks to all our guests. No problem. Thanks to all our guests. If you missed any of this show, go online a little bit later today. Click on demand at newsradiokman.com. Get all caught up. Thanks for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you very much, Brady. Coming up at the top of the hour, we'll hear from CBS News. Clark Howard show coming up. Rush Limbaugh, 2:30, we will start pregame coverage of Royals baseball in Toronto.
Come in and see your neighbors at Carpet One of Manhattan on Fort Riley Boulevard.